Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Just want to thank God for giving me to praise His name, to glorify His name in your midst. And thank you for Ian for giving me the opportunity to tell my testimony in this service. Most of the people already knew my testimony, but few new people are there, so it will encourage them. So I'll start from the beginning, how I accepted Christ as my Savior. As you all know, few people know that I'm born as a Roman Catholic. I was born into a Roman Catholic background. So I was born as a Christian. So for name, I'm a Christian, as all the people do here. So as a Roman Catholic Christian, I used to regularly attend the church, as we have the tradition, like every Sunday, Sunday by Sunday, I used to regularly attend. As like, it's a playhood area, a childhood time. So we used to attend the service, and it doesn't mean anything to me much. Actually, I regularly attend the service. I hear the sermons, I sing songs. And in Roman Catholic, it's like a tradition, like the priest will say something else and we will say, oh man, it will be given unto you as well. It's like reciting stuff. Like. So that doesn't mean anything in my life. And I didn't accept Jesus. I know Jesus, but I didn't accept Jesus as my personal savior. That was more important in the life. So when I was in my teenage, actually one of my neighbor, she's a lady, she's from Hindu religion background. You might have known Hindu religion. They are so stubborn in their worship. They will worship the idols and all. So that lady, she accepted Christ, and she told much about Christ to us when she comes and meets us, to my family as a whole. So she will tell how God inspired her and how God is speaking to her in her life. So that made a turning point in my life. I was thinking, why God is speaking to her and why He's not speaking to us? What is that she's doing and what I am not doing? So she used to tell a lot of testimonies about her, how Lord is speaking in each and every part of her life. So I was thinking, and she explained me, actually, you have to read the Bible. That's what I know, we have to read the Bible. Even though I was going to the church, we are not encouraged to read the Bible. So I was introduced to Bible by her. Then I thought, okay, let me also read it. And then I started reading the Bible, and that inspired me. And then I accepted Jesus as my personal Savior. I had my personal relationship with God, praying to God on my own quiet time. I prayed to God and accepted it. And that's what my life has totally changed. And He guided me in all parts of my life, I will say. Because that is the beginning of my salvation, actually. Salvation, like God came into my life and my total life has changed. I was just now standing here in front of you. So each and every part of life, as I said, He was there with me. And in my studies, He was there. As you know, I have completed my Master of Computer Applications. So basically, when I was studying my Master's, I was working full-time as well. So because I couldn't afford the tuition fee, so I have to work. So I was studying as a distance education. So you know, when you're working as a full-time to study, it's very difficult. So I was working in a computer center. I didn't have time to study. So only on the previous day, I used to learn. I used to study. I used to sit down and I used to pray to God before starting to study. I used to pray to God. My favorite verse in the Bible is James 1:5. It says, if any of you lack wisdom, ask to him who will give generously without finding fault, and it will be given to you. So it's so impressive. It says who will give generously to all without finding fault. Because whenever we go to anyone at the last minute, everyone will say, why are you coming at last minute, right? Everyone will start shouting at you. But God is so generous. He will not find fault at you. He will be ready to help you. So that's all that inspired me, James 1:5 and Colossians 2:3. In that it says, in you the hidden treasures of wisdom and knowledge is there. So these two words I used to always meditate, and I'll say, Jesus, I don't know anything else. Tomorrow is my exams. So be with me and guide me. You are the knowledge and wisdom. So teach me. That's what every time I used to study, prepare for my exams, and He used to be there. There I used to write, presence will be there. That's why I completed without any faults or without any errors. I completed my first class degree in that MCA. So I was so happy. Even so amazing, as He said, each and everything else He works out. My final year, final project, there was an Viva exam. So I had to present my project to the examiner orally. He will ask lots of questions, technically, technologically, and about the project, everything else. So I was literally tense. I was praising God. Jesus helped me to speak to this person, to how to speak, how to answer him. So I have to get it cleared, I have to get a good marks. So I was keeping on praying before my turn comes. But amazingly, nothing is impossible for God. Everything is so easy for Him. By the time when I went inside, actually the examiner asked me, what's your name and what is your registration number? And I said that. He asked my project name. I said my project name. And he said, okay, where you did the project? I said, where I did the project, that name. And he said, you can go. I was literally shocked. What's happening here? I was really not sure. Is it me? I misunderstood. I was asking, what? You can go. You can leave. Your exam is done. I was thinking, what? I was literally asking him, "What? So what is my grade?" He said, you got a high grade. That's always your high grade. Yeah, I was just blinking like this, and he was showing the paper to me. See, I have put your O grade, so you can go. I was literally, I'm praising God. So each and every moment, it's, everything is easy for Him. Nothing is impossible at any time, at any circumstances. Even in my family life, I prayed for a born-again girl, and she was there with me, and we have two lovely kids. Thanks for that as well. And even right now, we didn't imagine or we didn't think about that coming to UK and coming over here to be a part of your family and our family. So, but God brought us here, and people know here in this church, actually, every 3 months my contract is renewed in my workplace. So I was not sure after 3 months whether I'd be here in this country or I'll be going back to India. So it's our faith, actually, we stood on faith and we said, God, it is, whatever you do, prosper. And finally, after 5 years, when we are applying for the permanent residency, when we are close to permanent residency, there was a situation like, my company back in India, they want to pull me back. They doesn't want me to settle here. So they said, we want you to be coming back to India by this date. They have given that before, 6 months before, or 4 months before, 4 to 5 months before the permanent residency. But then, I was so shocked actually, because 4.5 years we were here, nearly 5 years like that. And people are just asking at the last minute to come back to India. I was just shocked. Then I said, okay, Lord, you brought us here. It's up to you. You do whatever you like. To be honest, actually, we didn't buy the groceries that month only. Because we said, let us finish all what we have right now. Let us empty ourselves. Because when we are going back, we'll not be taking anything else with us. So we didn't get any groceries that month. So, but we put a faith on Jesus. Jesus, you have brought us here. If it is your will, let it be done. Or if your will is going back to India, give that wisdom and we'll be okay. So we are just thanking God in each and every situation, as it says in Thessalonians, right? In everything, praise God, thank God. So we are just thanking God and praying, continuing on the situation. But Jesus worked out on that situation as well. Actually, my project director in my company where I worked, I even spoke to him one or twice. I said, good morning or goodbye. That's what I have said. He spoke me on behalf and said in my company back in India, we want Prabhakar to be here or else we will cancel your contract. So amazing God works out in our lives. So I praise God, thank God for what He has done in our lives. And thanks once again for giving me this opportunity to share my testimony. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Prabhakar.